President Bush plans to travel later this week to U.S. Central Command headquarters in Florida. Joining me now is NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne. Don, what do you know about the president's travel plans?
Well, it'll be his first trip to go out and speak to troops and to speak to families of military personnel since the actual fighting began in Iraq. And it'll be a day trip on Wednesday. He'll have a speech, which we are told will also be beamed around the world and to the Gulf region, where soldiers stationed in the fighting and in the operation there will be able to hear it. And he'll have lunch with soldiers. And it'll be a chance to update on the war's progress, certainly, but also to talk about the readiness of the armed forces and the commitment of the armed forces and those sorts of things.
What else is the White House saying about the war today?
The president has not spoken yet today, but the official word is that there is still progress, as we heard the president say yesterday when he returned from Camp David. They are casting some doubt on that tape that has been broadcast on Iraqi television of Saddam Hussein supposedly reacting to some of the events so far. The White House says it's still being analyzed, and Ari Fleischer, the press secretary this morning, said that there was certainly an opportunity for Saddam Hussein to get many tapes, many statements in the can in advance of the war to be played later.
And the president's talking with members of Congress about paying for the war.
He is. He will have a meeting this afternoon in the cabinet room with a bipartisan group from the Appropriations Committee and both from the House and from the Senate. And the White House will not confirm reports that the supplemental will be in the range of $80 billion. But tomorrow, officially, the president will ask for supplemental funding for the war. He will do that at an appearance at the Pentagon tomorrow.
Why at this time?
They finally, I think, feel they have some sense of how long perhaps this is going to last, perhaps how much it's going to cost. They said that they didn't want to do it earlier because there was the possibility that it would have ended quickly and the cost would have been lower. Now, they've also been criticized by some Democrats in Congress for not sending it up sooner, as the debate on the tax cuts and things like that are taking place.
NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne.